Constitution's sign of Aleph. Share your base.
Break open the sugya properly. It's not easy. And we see out the Shmaya, Rabbi say after Halka, but first we're going to just touch on a few points, and then we're going to try to make our way into the sugya. Here it goes. So, yesterday, or Sunday, we spoke about over here, the Gemara makes a hekesh of an amma to an isha. So we ask the question, why can't you learn out? Just like isha is kani b'kesef, so too, just like an amma is kani b'kesef, so too an isha is kani b'kesef. What do we need? Kiyikach, what do we need? Yatzachinam and kosef. We said two pshatim in the Rishonim. We said one pshat from the Ramban. The Ramban said, because if you have, if you're learning out from Oma, you got to learn out also that she's Yoytza B'Kesef. You can't just split it up and only learn one and not the other. And the other pshat we said is from the Tosfos HaRosh. The Tosfos HaRosh said, because then, if you learn out from Isha, then what would you need?
Two
prutas. Two prutas. Just like by Oma, you need two prutas. Okay. Lemaisa is an Eved Ivri Nikna B'Kesef. Where's it learned from? From Amma. It says Vehefta, and we say Amma Kisikne. What's the Lashna Pasuk? Kiyim Kolacha Achicha Ivriya Ivriya. So it's Makish Ivriya Ivriya. Right? So how many prutos do you need in order to be kind of an Eved Ivri? L'chor Koin Tos Rosh 2. Question is, the Rambam in Perek Dalet Hilchas Gimel, Halacha Gimel says Eved Ivri can be kind of with only one pruta.
We had a Rav Shmuel. You only need two prutas because there's a mitzvah to be paid to her. But Eved Ivri, there's no mitzvah to be paid to.
You said, but we're learning it from Amma Ivriya.
Right. So
you see that the Rambam holds, even though we're learning from Amma Ivriya, but the only reason why you need two prutas is in order to be able to be Roy Lepidyon. Roy Lepidyon is a spitzial chadin by Amma Ivriya, because it's a mitzvah to be paid to her.
Same thing by Isha.
Same thing by Isha. The Rambam Lachar is going to dink tuch on the Rosh. That's what we're showing. The Rambam doesn't hold to the teretz of the Rosh. There's also Rabbi Kiva and Machilta. The Mitzvah Eisan and Dafdalid Amad Beis brings this Rambam and says this answer. It's really Lecha Mishnah Dachzach. Akol Panim. Zok the Gemara, says the Gemara.
You're saying Rambam doesn't hold of Sakharis, then he wouldn't learn from Rambam.
Good, very good. Mayor's saying good. Zok the Gemara. V'koynes atzmai b'shanim. Dichsiv sheish shanim ya'avoid u'bashviyis v'goymer ez yotza l'chofshi chinam. That's the makor that he's koinas atzma b'shanim. We clear the chakira. Is the ikur the sheish shanim yavoid, or is the ikur ubashvius yetzei lachavshi chinam? Does haste? Is the pshat that at the end of sheish he's finished? Is only the whole vart is that he only has sheish? So koinas atzma just means there's like the kinyan of the adoin has expired. It has fizzled out. There's nothing left. Or is the pshat that ubashvius yetzei lachofshi? Shvius is a mafkia. Shvius is something that takes you out of your kinyan. Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro wants to say it's machlokes Rashi and Rambam, because the lashon of the Rashi on the Mishnah is shanim besoif sheish shanim yatzachovshi. Rashi says at the end of 6 years, does haste when you finished your 6 years, so then you go out because you finished your avdus. The Rambam says tchilas sheva, he goes out betchilas sheva. Maybe the Rambam holds that it's afka. Rav Moshe Shmuel uses this idea to explain another interesting Rambam. The Rambam says, listen to this fascinating Rambam. Says the Rambam, how long does he work for? How long does the Eved work for? He works for 6 years. What happens if, says the Rambam, Machru bezdin oivet sheishanim. Is Rama perik beis halacha beis. Says the Rambam, Machru bezdin oivet sheishanim. Miyoy mechirasai. Ubetchilas ashona ashvius shaloi yoytze ben chayrin. Says the Rambam, loshanam tchilas ashona ashvius. Says the Rambam, v'impogoy boi shnas hashmita bechlal hasheish hareze oivet boi. If Shemitah comes out during his 6 years, he works during Shemitah. Why shouldn't he work during Shemitah? It's not his year number seven. So it sounds like the Rambam is saying that the din of Eved going out in seventh year is similar to the din of Shemitah. We work for 6 years, and the seventh year we have a sabbatical. So I might think that the Shemitah of the Karka would also affect his seventh, it would be his Shemitah. Says the Rambam, no. The Rambam says, in Pogo Boishnas HaShemitah B'chlal HaSheish HaReza Oivid Boi. So that says the Rav Shmuel's Ram L'shitasai, that the whole board, it's not the board that you finished working at the end of six. There's a mafkia of Sheva. I might think that Shemitah of the regular Shemitah cycle also is mafkia. Rav Shmuel brings, I don't have the Rav Shmuel here, I think I might have it at home. He brings that there's a Lashon in the Rishonim that the Eved goes out in the seventh year, B'Shemitah Shaloi. It's Lashon from the Rishonim. His Shemitah. So it's totally in his Shemitah, not the regular Shemitah. But it's weiter than Shemitah. This is the Chayr, the Rambam, that says that Shemitah is being mafkia. It's afkaita de malka. It's being mafkia, the Kenyan. Rashi the Chayr seems to say, no, it's not a Shemitah.
Rashi says that Yehovah causes a loss to the other when it comes in.
We're going to get to that. It's Yovel. We're going to get to Yovel. So now the Gemara continues, says the Gemara.
Rabbi, can you say that maybe he compares? He says, Eino Ovid Shemitah, right? He doesn't work in Shemitah. Which is maybe you think, Avidam Lakarka, that you should rest your Karka, that you shouldn't work.
I hear.
It could be he goes out at the end of the sixth, but it's not the negir till the beginning of the seventh, and Rashi and Rambam aren't arguing.
Yeah, but it sounds from Lashon Rambam that the Afka is the beginning of the seventh, is what's mafkia. It sounds like that. What? Yes. Because it's not, well, it's evident for Gufakani. You think it's not Gufakani here? Good. The Olam is saying good. Rabbi, so let's go weiter. Says the Gemara weiter. B'yoyvel dechsev. Rabbi, so let's go weiter. We have more work to do. B'yoyvel dechsev. Ad shnas ayoyvel yavoid imach. It says in Yovel that you should work until Shnas Yovel should work for you. Once again, here we have this chakira. Is Yovel the pshat that his din is to work until Yovel, or Yovel is a mafkia, or Yovel is a mafkia? It sounds like the same chakira, but we proved that from Rashi that the chakira is a little different, because Rashi on Daf Tesvav Amid Aleph, there Rashi is mashma that Yovel is a mafkia. Why? Because Rashi says, I might think that when a machru bezdin, Yovel won't work. Why not? Because Yovel would ema le'nafside le'adoin. So we brought from the Biurim Va'aris of Knablovich, brings from his Rebbe, the Beis Yitzchok, and he says, what does he mean, no nafside le'adoin? If they're saying the machir was only until Yovel, I'm not being mafsid the adoin, the machir was only till Yovel. That was all machir mitchila. What do we see from Rashi? The Rashi holds Yovel comes and Yovel is a mafkia. The Kenyan is really sheish. Meicher Bezdin sold for sheish. Yovel is just mafkia the Kenyan. So you're being mafsid the Adoin, his Kenyan. So therefore it's called a hefsid. Rashi is the one that said that by sheish is besoif sheish is a hakbala in a chanami. Sheish maybe Rashi holds is that your kinyan is only until sheish. But yovel and poga b'cho yovel besoif sheish is the pshat that yovel is being mafkia besoif the sheish. The nafkamina l'chayra would be, and this the Achrayim say, I saw Rav Moshe Feinstein brings this down in his Aras and Dibras, and the Lechem Mishnah says as follows. There's a concept called Girayin Kesef. Girayin Kesef is that we make a cheshbon of how much you worked of the years that you were bought for, you subtract that from the price, and he has to pay the rest. So do you do the Girayin Kesef based on when Yovel is going to come, or you do the Girayin Kesef based on when the sheish was going to come. Now the yovel is going to come before the sheish. Pogo ba yovel besoich sheish.
Why should it make a difference? Why should it make a difference in the chakira?
That's very simple. If the original machira. We went through this once already.
Yes.
Yeah, sir.
I didn't get it. Okay.
Right, exactly. That's what I told you then. You didn't get it. If you hold that Yovel is a Hagbalah, so then the original Mechila was only up till 3 years. But if you hold Yovel is going to be Mafkia, the Mechila was Sheish. Whether there is a Hagbalah or not a Hagbalah is irrelevant. Because the Mechila was for 6 years. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein. And the Lechem Mishnah, Dachzuch Mishnah, the Melech maybe, that Noisa Kalem on the Rambam. Rambam Shita is that it would come out that the whole din of the Giroyan Kesef will go to the Sheish. Either it's Yovel before that, we don't reckon with Yovel. You got it? Again, if you hold Yovel is a mafkia, so you have a machira that happened till Shesh. There's going to be a Yovel that's going to come in the middle and stop it. But Yovel didn't come yet. And I want to buy out. So do I buy out based on, do I prorate it based on 3 years when Yovel is going to come? Or do I prorate it based on 6 years, which was the length of the machira? Even though Yovel is going to come in the middle and uproot the machira, but the machira was 6 years. Says the Noisei Kalem on the Rambam, or again, Rav Moshe Feinstein says in Dibris, and I think it's the Lechem Mishnah, that in Echanami, we're going to prorate it based on the amount of years that it was sold for. And what Yovel comes in the middle, Yovel's irrelevant. The Kasha is Rabbi Isai. So when a person does a Mechira to an Eved, and we spoke about this a little bit previously, person's Nimkar Le'Eved, how long is the Mechira till Yovel? To Akum. So then, how do you do ever Chishavim Kaneu? How does that work? If he sold to a guy, he's going to be sold until Yovel. So there's a mitzvah of being paid him. Not a mitzvah, there's a din, the Meshbacha's paid him, whoever's paid him. So how long was the Mechira? We're saying that Yovel is a Mafkia. So how long was the Mechira really? La'olam. So how can I do Giroyon? On a mechira la'olam. What? It doesn't make. There's no numbers.
You have to say
you go to the Yovel. We said Yovel is only a mafkia, and if it's only a mafkia, so then you do the cheshbon according to the length of the mechira. What's going on?
Maybe only if there's a sheish, then
Yovel. Oh, so let's say as follows. Let's say as follows. There's different types of Yovels. Different types of Yovels. Good, 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 good. Different types of Yovels. If you look in the Pasuk is as follows. I'm going to read to you some of the Pasukim a little bit. The Pasuk, when it speaks about a person who's Nimkar Lenochri, the Pasuk says, Ad Shnas HaYovel. What does that mean, Ad Shnas HaYovel? He works until Yovel. So what's the length of this Mechira? Until Yovel. Over there the Pasuk tells you explicitly you're working until Yovel. Masha Enkin, a person who's Nimkar Lebezdin, doesn't say the Lashon Achnas HaYovel. It's learned out of a very vague term. The Pasuk says, Vishav El Mishpachtoi, he goes back to his family. How does that happen? It says he goes back to Yovel. But it doesn't say Ad Shnas HaYovel. He works until Shnas HaYovel. So perhaps Rashi's going to learn that there's different types of Yovels. A Yovel that's coming, that where the din is Be'etzem Shesh. And Yovel's coming in the middle and it's taking you out. It's a Mafkia. But when he's Nimkar La'akum, then the word is the Mechira was until Yovel. It's a din of the Mechira. We find a similar type of idea in Reb Sad Yagoin. Reb Sad Yagoin brings down one of the mitzvahs, says Reb Sad Yagoin, is that Bezdin has to be moitzi, an eved, near tsa, by Yovel. Again, Reb Sad Yagoin says one of the mitzvahs of the Torah is that Bezdin has to be mafkia, an eved, near tsa, by Yovel. Okay, so you see, it's a mitzvah on Beis Din to make Yovel happen. It's not just that the Torah says Yovel, it's a mitzvah on Beis Din to make Yovel. Shteltzach v'kasha, Rav Kalmanson, the Sefer Rishima Shurim, Shteltzach v'kasha, hold on a second. If it's a mitzvah of making Yovel happen, that mitzvah of making Yovel happen, is it only by Nirtza? Yovel can happen to Machru Beis Din, Yovel can happen to Machru Atzmai, Yovel can happen to all the different cases. So why does the Rasag, Rav Sadyagon, only bring it in a case of Nirtza? That's the mitzvah. So he says as follows. What does the Pasuk say by Nirtza? How long does he work for? La'olam. He works la'olam. So what's Yovel? It says in the Pasuk la'olam. So we saw Ramban and Gittin and the Meshech Chochma. That's in Enoch Hanami. Lu Yehei, somehow Yovel would be batel. What would happen? He would talk and work la'olam. In other words, over there, the Pasuk says explicitly, the din of Yovel is afka. Where does it say that? Because it says you work la'olam. So what's Yovel? It's afka. So where Yovel's afka comes, the Rabbein Sadyagon and says it's Beis Din's chiv to make the afka happen. Beis Din, step in and take this evet out. Because even though it's a kinyan la'olam, rip it out. That's your din. That's the din of Beis Din, of making Yovel happen. But in a case when the Pasuk says, for example, by Mocher Atzma, where it says he works at Shnas Yovel, if you understand over there, it's Hagbala in the Kenyan, he only was kind at Shnas Yovel, so then the Kenyan's over. There's no din in Beis Din to come and take him out. There was no Kenyan past Yovel. Or by Nimkol and Nachri, the Pasuk says, at Shnas Yovel. There's no din. So the whole mitzvah in Beis Din is only where Be'etzem, there's a Kenyan that goes La'olam. Comes Yovel and his mafkia. So the Vayler Rabbi said we have two shitas. Want to be clear. Shitas Rashi is that in the case of Machruhu Beis Din, Yovel is a mafkia. In the case of Nirtza, Yovel is a mafkia. Why? Because neither of those places does it say a lashon of Achnas Yovel. If you look in the Torah, the words Achnas Yovel are by Mocher Atzmai and Nimka Lenochri. Machru Beis Din and Nirtza doesn't say the lashon of Achnas Yovel. Says Rashi, both of those are considered Afka. The Rasag understands that only the case of Nirtza is Afka. Why? Because over there the Torah says explicitly Le'olam. What does Le'olam mean? Forever. So how? What is Yovel? Mafkia. So the Rasag understood that only that is considered a Mafkia. Therefore, only the case of Nirtza is a mitzvah. But a similar concept, it's just, there's a slight discrepancy. Okay. Was sagt the Gemara weiter? Says the Gemara, Bigiroi in Kesef, Amr Chizki Ad Amr Kra, Vehefte, Melamed She Megareya Pidyoina Viyoitza. Vehefte says, he's Megareya Pidyoina. So that means that there's Giroi in Kesef. Tana, we learned in a Braisa, Vekoines Atzmai Bekesef, Vishava Kesef, Vishtar. Bishloma Kesef, Tichsiv, Mikesef Miknosoi. Shava Kesef. Hold on a second. The makor for kesef is mikesef miknasai? I thought the makor for kesef is... We just said a minute ago the makor for kesef is vehefta. What? Nimkala v'kechavim is mikesef miknasai, but... What, are we talking about nimkala v'kechavim over here? A minute ago we just said... The makar is from Vehefta. Malam shagrei pinyon v'yaitza. Tana v'koines atzma v'kesef. Shava kesef v'bishtar. Bishlom ha-kesef v'chsim v'kesef v'knosai. Why do we get into kesef v'knosai? This question, the Shita Shalai Noida Lemi talks about. We gave it out today, the Shita Shalai Noida Lemi. And he says two terutza. One terutza is he says, you're right. But because in the pasuk of mekesef v'knosai, it says explicitly the word kesef. So therefore... It's more mefurish kesef over there. We mentioned that pasuk, but you're right. It's not, you know, technically, it's not necessarily the pasuk that we should have brought. Second teretz, he says no. He says, look, when it comes to the hefda, there's no need to tell me Shava Kesef is Kesef. We're bringing this pasuk of Kesef right before we start speaking about Shava Kesef. By the Hefter, there's no need to tell me Shava Kesef Kesef, because the Torah never says the word Kesef. If you don't use the word Kesef, you don't have to tell me that Shava Kesef is Kesef. Never said Kesef. So over there, there's no need for a makar of Shava Kesef Kesef. But by Nimkolav Kechavim Vashtate in the Pasuk, the Kesef Miknasai, the Pasuk says the Kenyan is with Kesef. How do I know Shava Kesef works? By Oma, there's no need for a pasuk to tell me Shava Kesef Kesef. We know it works already because the Torah never asks for Kesef. Torah never says for Kesef.
Shava Kesef Kesef, apply that here.
What?
Who said Shava Kesef?
The Torah doesn't ask for Kesef. We spoke about this on that Beis Amid Aleph. We spoke about when you have a Klal Pratu Klal that says Kesef is Lav Dafka. That's not Shava Kesef Kesef. That's saying there's no need for Kesef. So the Torah never says Kesef. Then we don't say you need Shava Kesef Kik Kesef. Doesn't say Kesef. So says the Shita Shalomim, where do we see that there's an expectation for Kesef? By Nimka La'akum. Nimka La'akum, the Pasuk says, Mi Kesef Miknasai. We have to tell me Shava Kesef is Kesef. Only where the Torah actually asks for Kesef. So where does the Torah ask for Kesef? Only by Nimkalak. So according to the Shita Shalonai de Lemira, what is our Gemara coming to say? When the Gemara says Shava Kesef Kesef, what is the Gemara coming to say? Where is the Gemara coming to be mechadish that this din is true? By an Eved Ivri that sold
to a
guy. By an Eved Ivri, that's what the Pasuk Mekasef Miknasai is talking about. So, and the Shava Kesef says the Shita that's coming right afterwards is coming to tell me that even by Mekasef Miknasai, even when he's nikne to a guy, still Shava Kesef is Kekesef. Klar? It's Pshat in the Gemara. Okay, Rabbi, so the Shaila is on the Rambam. This is a Groysa Shaila Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Ches, says the Rambam. A Groysa Shaila of Rambam. Perek Beis Halacha Ches says the Rambam. Giroyin Kesef works. Echad Amecher Atzmai Bein LiYisrael Bein LeGoy Echad Shemachbu Bezdin. Or is the Megayin Pekirin of Yoitza? Ketzad, you make the Cheshbon. Says the Rambam. Vechein Hanimkar LeGoy. Mechashiv Adamim Lefi Hashanim Hanishoras Achnas Hayoyva. Also Nimkar LeGoy, you could do this thing. For example, Kate said, Mocher Atzma b'meyav v'nishol liyovel b'shnas mechira 10 shanim. Sold himself for 100, and there's 10 years. Mechashiv eser l'chol shana she'avid v'gorim min adamim. U'meshiv hashar kesef. Says the Rambam, you have to give back the rest of the money, kesef. V'loy t'mua, v'loy kelim. What's t'mua and kelim? What is the Rambam saying over here? By Nimkar Lagoy, you can't use Shava Kesef. Frekta Pnei Yeshua, this is Rambam's Kenegat Gemara. Now, especially when we set it up with the Shita Shanoi to the Me, that's Mamash the Gemara saying, buy a regular Yid, I don't need a Pasek, because the Torah doesn't say over there Kesef. I only need a Pasek by Goy. So the Gemara says Goy works. Rambam says Goy doesn't work. It's a Pella. Pella de Karamba. Yeah. So, the Lecha Mishnah says maybe the Rambam has a Yushalmi that argues. Yushalmi that argues on the Bavli. The Rambam Paskins like the Yushalmi. Yeah. Some people are uncomfortable with the Rambam Paskin like the Yushalmi over the Bavli. The Rambam does have an affinity towards Yushalmi, but I saw people say Chetesi passing like the Yushalmi. Bnei Yeshua says a different territory, Rabbi Yisai. Bnei Yeshua says, Pshat and Rambam is as follows. Says the Bnei Yeshua, this that our Gemara says, you can use Shava Kesef, is only if he sold himself to a guy for a limited amount of time, 10 years, 20 years, whatever it is. But if the Mechira works until Yovel, then you can't use Shava Kesef. You have to use Kesef. Says the Pnei Yeshua, if the Mechira was 10 years, go ahead, use Shava Kesef, no problem. But if the Mechira was until Yovel, then you can't use Shava Kesef. But Mechtesi, what's the difference? Why should that make any chilak? What's the Pshat in the Pnei Yeshua? As the Chor Pshat in the Pnei Yeshua is as follows. We have a Shaila. Is Yovel, Rabbi Yisrael declared, is Yovel Hagbal, the Mechira is only till Yovel? Or is Yovel Hafka? If Yovel is the Mechir is only till Yovel, then the Ram Mamish makes no sense. The Pnei Yeshua's Pshat Ram makes no sense. I said 10 years, I said 20 years, I said till Yovel. Till Yovel is also however many years, it's till Yovel. 13 years, so I said till 13 years. Yovel is also a way of saying this, Agbala on the Mechira. But if the Pnei Yeshua understood a Rambam, that the Pshat in Yovel is a Mafkia. So then we'll say the following Kiddush. How long should the Giroyin really be? Well, if the Mechir was only for 10 years, the Giroyin should be for whatever the 10 years is. But if the Mechir was till Yovel, that means that really the Mechir was Lailam. So how could you do a Giroyin over there? Whoa! Then this whole Giroyin thing is really, not supposed to work this way. You do a Giroyin till Yovel? Says the Pnei Yeshua, okay, we'll let you do it, but it has to be Kesef.
Why? What'd
you say?
Why only Benim?
Good.
Why is Kesef making it better?
We'll think about that.
Because
he doesn't want Shava Kesef. We'll give him in a chanami. It's like a special chiddush haTorah that you're allowed to be paid to him till Yovel. Because Be'etzem the Mechir was La'olam, so the opinion has to be somehow prorated La'olam, which you can't do. So therefore, the fact that you did this way the Torah says should have to be.
How could you bring Hafka by Yovel by Goy if the Torah clearly says that?
Oh, so we're saying is now the Rambam's a third shita, Rabbi Yisrael. If he said the Rambam's a third shita, because we said that according to Rashi, only Hafka is only it's a Nimkar and Beis Din, but a Goy is not called Hafka because we asked the question. So how do you do pinyon? The Rambam is saying in a Chanami, that's the Chiddush of pinyon over here, and the Rambam is saying that's even by Nimkar to a Goy it's the Yovel's Hafka. Either Loshen of Ad Shnas HaYovel, the Rambam says it's also the Rambam is going to come out. The Fida Pnei Yeshua, it's not a Mefurish, a Rambam. Fida Pnei Yeshua, that's what's going to come out. What?
Star will work.
Star?
Star like
Ashnas
HaYovel. Kesef, because Shabbat Kesef and Shtar, right? The three options. So what about Shtar? Would that work?
I don't understand what you mean.
Or Shtar in the bar, right?
Right. What do you mean? We're going to Pnei Yeshua.
Kesef, right? Writing
a Shtar,
whatever.
We'd have to talk about it. It's very complicated what's happening in the next sugya. I'm not sure exactly what you mean. So let's hold off on that for a second.
The Ran Rash is Nimka Lagoy, specifically, or Omar Karasman? Because we said that Karasman is not changed.
Oh, okay.
Rashi is clearly saying Yovel is Hafka. So we said it depends on what it says in the Pasuk. Any place where it says in the Pasuk, Achnasa Yovel, it's not Hafka. But Nimkar Bezdin is Hafka.
And the other man, the Amar of Sadia, was holding that it's Nimkar. Yovel is Hafka by only.
The Rasag held it's only by Niritza, because only over there the Pasuk says La'olam. Rashi says it's even by Machru Bezdin. And the Rambam says it's even by Nimkar Da'akum. So we came out with three potential shitas how to understand. Yosef Shlem is asking a question over here. What's the question? By every case of Yovel, it should be that way. L'chayra, l'fida shita shalom than me, Yosef Shlem, his whole discussion is only mitchila, only by Yaakov. Okay. Was sagt man weiter? Sagt the Gemara. Says the Gemara weiter. Amr again, migroin kesef amr chizkiyot amr kov hefter malamet shemigroya pidyon viyoytze tana v'kones atzmei bekesef b'shava kesef u b'shtar Bishlom Kesev Tichsim Mikesev Miknosoi. Shova Kesev Nami Yashiv Gulasoi Amarachman. The Rabbi Shova Kesev Kikesev. Elahai Shtar Hechidomi. Ilema de Kosev Le Shtara Adame. If it's he wrote a star on the Dumim. What does that mean he wrote a star on the Dumim? Who's the one who wrote the star? The Eved wrote the star on the Dumim. It sounds like the Eved is the one who's writing the star. Hainu Kesef. So you could give him Kesef, or you could give him a star. What's the star? An IOU Kesef. Hainu Kesef. So, what's the Gemara's question? Seems to me it's the same thing. To me, it's like a pretty impressive chiddush, but the Gemara seems to say that there's no chiddush over here. Hainu Kesef. It's not a chiddush. You use an IOU. That what? It's an IOU. I didn't give you kesef.
The star is kesef.
The star is not kesef. The star is ein gufay mamon. Star is not. It's not gufay mamon.
The star.
In the star, look there, choyv. Okay, it's hak, Rabbi Yisai. Okay, it's what to hak about. Maybe someone wants to say chabur on that on Monday. Who? Bresha. Tani did good, I know. So Bresha's going to keep it going.
Should be official chabur.
Okay, akopani, Rabbi Yisai, here too. Listen, Rabbi Yisai. That's easy. The Gemara's question. It comes along the Ran and says the Ran, listen, even if the Gemara is saying Hainu Kesef, the Gemara doesn't mean Mamish, this is Spitz Kesef. Because regular Kesef, you can walk over to the Adon and say, here's my money, I'm out of here. In other words, you could do it Baal Korchoi. Even Shomer Kesef, you could do it Baal Korchoi. But in this Havamina that we were discussing, that you could write him a star, it's not Kesef. This is not, I can't walk over and say, here's the star, I'm gone. Doesn't work that way. So what does the Gemara mean, Hainu Kesef? Says the Ran, Lav lememer da Hainu Kesef mamish v'nafik v'al korche. I don't mean to say it's mamish Kesef and it works v'al korcha. Not true. Says the Ran, Ella, ki amin hanu kesef hanu lomer, sheim nisratze ha'adoin, sheyase lo ishtar al domov, havare min din kesef hu demahani. If the Adon says I'm happy with it, then it'll work me din kesef. So it seems like, so then what's this din b'chlal? Says the Rajba, that once the Adon is nisratze, says the Rajba, Koloimer, Kolshen Nisratze Odomekach, and Yochalachzer boy, Dainu Kesef. If the other is Nisratze, then the husband can't change his mind. What do you mean? Now he's out, Gyroin Kesef. This is called giving him Kesef, Hainu Kesef.
He's out.
So I don't know what exactly the Rajba means. If he means after he got the shtar or once he agreed to get the shtar, I think he means once he got the shtar, so then it's a done deal. Even though he didn't get the money, he only got the shtar. But having a shtar is like having the money. How does it work? You didn't get kesef. It's called he got kesef. It's like he got kesef in the shtar. Look, the choy we spoke about. Maybe what? That's the Gemara's question. Hainu, the Gemara frek the Gemara. Hainu kesef. Then this is kesef. The Gemara's kasha is why are you making this something else? This is lechoyre kesef. But Rabbi Yisai, it's clear in the Rishonim, even on the tzad that it's kesef, it's not working bal korchoy. So this is not regular kesef. It's not regular kesef. It's like a lower class kesef. Comes along the Imre Moshe. The Imre Moshe says, now I can understand a little better what we're talking about, Bechlal. Because the din of being poide, when a person is being poide and eved, so the pasuk says clearly, it has to be that he has already has enough money in order to be poyed to the Eved. In other words, it has to be that he himself has money. He can't borrow money and be poyed to.
Hi.
That's what it says in the pasuk.
Learn out from the heft of the
why can't he borrow money?
To see the pasuk, because there's a cost. The pasuk says it has to be that he already has enough money to pay him to buy himself out. If he doesn't have the money, then he can't do it.
Well, still again,
if he maybe it's something to do with, like, maybe the money will get, like, taken away, like if he's a lien on it or something.
No, he's saying there's a custody. So, I don't understand. Over here, he doesn't have the money. He's running a shtar chov. He obviously doesn't have the money. So, how is he being? How is he doing giroyim kesef? He doesn't have the money.
Not to dish it out.
What?
Not borrow.
Who says he doesn't have the money?
Maybe just he has the money, just doesn't.
Maybe the money's somewhere like overseas or something.
Yeah. So says Dimrei Moshe, Eino Chanami. I hear Rabbi Sai. I hear. This is Dimrei Moshe, Eino Chanami. This is not regular Geroyim Kesef. When is it the Pasuk says that you have to have the money to pay it up? Is only if you want to do Baal Korcha of the Adon, then it's a full fledged regular Geroyim. This is not a Geroyim. It's happening Baal Korcha of the Adon. This is not a regular Geroyim anyway. This is just, we're agreeing that this is going to work. So if we agreed, so then it's going to work. Well, if you look in the Tosfos Rid, the Tosfos Rid seems to have a different shot in the Gemara. Says the Tosfos Rid, Ilema, you look at the top of the, we gave out the Tosfos Rid on the top of the oven, Ilema, the cost of Ashtar Adome, Hainu Kesef, says Tosfos Rid, Pirish. Adabois Leferushe Masnisan Hacha, the Aslashmina Dinifte Bechiai Gavna. You're coming to explain the Mishnah that it's talking about this type of circumstances. Ve'ena Adon Yochol La'akev. The Adon cannot be Ma'akev. Im Kain Hainu Kesef. You see the Tosfos is read as a holder of Pshat in the Gemara. He's saying in the Havamina, you write a Shtar, the Adon Taka can't be Ma'akev. And I think the Tosfos Rid has no choice but to learn that way. Because where does this Brisa come from? We have a Brisa, Tana. V'koines atzme b'kesef, v'shav b'kesef u'b'shtar. Look in the Tosfos Rid. He says, Pirish. The first Tosfos Rid on top. Ha d'tnan u'b'giroyen kesef, hainu, b'in b'kesef, b'in b'shav b'kesef, b'in b'shtar. Tosfos Rid understands this Brisa is an addendum to the Mishnah itself. It's a Pirish on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Giroyin Kesef via Zoy Machtmin of Giroyin Kesef. How do you make Giroyin Kesef? Three forms of Giroyin Kesef. One is Kesef, the other one is Shava Kesef, the third one is Shtar. Those are all forms of Giroyin Kesef. Now, if they're all Giroyin Kesef, they're all going to work Baal Korcha.
He says that, or he just has asked me the same way?
He says, Hoditnan be Giroyin Kesef. So Memela Pirish Adibois Lefurushe Masnisanachi. If this is Pshat in the Mishnah, Das Lashmina Deniftam Chiyai Gavna. Menad Yochla Akev. You're telling me Pshat in the Mishnah is this is Giroyin Kesef? Simkein Hainu Kesef. What's the Kasha?
Should be Giroyin.
Says the Tosfos Rid, listen to this. Shebekesef shehu mekabel alav yoytze v'hashtar eino ela liraya ba'alma v'yochel asoys lebefnei edem b'loy shtar. If you're right that this is pshat, that this Brisa is telling us three different ways of doing Giroyin Kesef, this Shtar, this Kesef, Shava Kesef, and there's also, what we're speaking about here is Shtar, and the Shtar is this form of Kesef. It's Hainu Kesef, the Gemara's Kasha, doesn't mean to say that it's superfluous. It's another form of Kesef. It's a Mukhurishtika type of Kesef. The Gemara's question is, then you shouldn't need a Shtar. Just do a Mechila Bepeh. Says the Tosfos Rid, the kasha is Yochol Asoyis Lebefnei Eidim B'loy Shtar. That's not the way we learned the Gemara, Rabbi said. We know the Gemara Hainu Kesef. It's the same thing as Kesef. Why are you saying it twice? Kesef, Shavu Kesef, and Shtar. Shtar is also. But according to Tosfos, that's not the pshat because they're all falling under the umbrella of Giroyin Kesef. In the Chanami, it's Kesef. It's another form of Kesef. Kesef, Shtar, and Kesef, Shavu Kesef, and Shtar. So what's the Gemara's kasha? What do you need the Shtar for? You should do it Baal Peh. Just do a mechila. Similar to what the Gemara is going to say afterwards. So Rabbi said, this is what I want to leave you with. This is a very important akuda. It's a very important akuda. The Gemara says, okay, that's not the pshat. Forget this whole shtar thing. It doesn't mean that he wrote a shtar milva. We were wrong about all that. It's not the pshat. What's the pshat? Ella says the Gemara. Ella shichur. It's a shtar shichur. So who's writing the shtar? The other. Before we thought who was writing the shtar? The Eved. Now we're saying who's writing the shtar? The other. Let him just tell him, say in front of two people, go. Okay. Let's go back for a second. According to the Tosfos Rid, what is the Braisa saying? When the Braisa says, it says Kesef, Shavu Kesef, and Shtar. They're all coming to explain what? The Mishnah that says Giroin Kesef. So Shtar now means what to us? Giroin Kesef. Shtar means Shtar Shichur. How does Shtar Shichur mean Giroin Kesef?
It doesn't anymore. Even
because we started saying this Braisa falls under an interpretation of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Giroyin Kesef. Three ways of doing Giroyin. No, Kesef, Shava Kesef, Shtar.
He just says Shtar, Shava Kesef, and Kesef.
No, you look at the Tosfos Rid. He says Pirish. Ha Ditnan ubi Giroyin Kesef. Havi Beim Kesef, Beim Shava Kesef, Beim Shtar. That's what the Bryce is doing.
Maskana, maybe we'll say that the Bryce is not doing that.
He seems to, I mean, his whole kasha was geboit on that anocha. It seems to be, he's saying, that's what the Braisa is doing. So what's the maskara? So listen, Rabbi, say, before you get excited, listen to this Rambam, because the Rambam is taka very exciting. Perek Dalet, Alocha Dalet. And this, Beis Hashem, we're going to pick up tomorrow. This Rambam. You have to know this Rambam in order to be able to get the sugya. Avodim, Perek Dalet, Alocha Dalet. Says the Rambam. Ame Evria Oyvedes Sheishanim Ke'evet Shemachru Bezdin. Ame Evria worked 6 years. V'meisa Adoin Yatzachinam. V'chein Migaras Pidyoina V'yoytze. Ame Evria also is Migaras Pidyoina. V'im Kosev Lo Shtar Shichur U'mochal Al Ashar Yatzachinam Ke'evet. If he writes a shtar shichur and is meichel on the rest, you go free. Now, listen to the context. V'chein migaras pidyoin aviyoit. So you could do giroyin kesef. V'im kosev lo shtar shichur is yoitzachinam. Sounds like the Rambam is saying shtar shichur is a form of giroyin kesef. What is that?
You're meichel v'kesef.
Sounds like the Rambam is going like the Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid said, this that we're discussing, Kesef, Shava Kesef, and Shtar, all falls under Giroyin Kesef. How does it fall under Giroyin Kesef? It's also Mashmin Rambam. So we're going to see Ra'an Leib, Beis Hashem, Rabbi Yulev Malin, who's going to talk about this Rambam, and we're going to get into the Sugya of Gufay Padi, Beis Hashem, Beli Neder, hopefully.